A miscarriage or stillbirth can be a devastating event. To experience these multiple times, heartbreaking. But there may be another hidden sting in the tail for women who experience recurrent pregnancy loss and increased risk of stroke later in life. And while it sounds like adding insult to injury, maybe identifying this risk gives us an opportunity to intervene. That's according to researcher Geeta Mishra, who joins us now. Welcome, Geeta.
Thank you. Thanks, dear.
So with this research, how did you refine recurrent when you were talking about miscarriage or stillbirth?
Okay, so for stillbirth, it is two or more. And in the population, in our data, about 1% of women had two or more stillbirths. And if you think about miscarriage, actually, because it's reasonably common, recurrent is defined as having three or more miscarriages. And around 2% of women in our study had three or more miscarriages.
So you're looking at a really big data set here. I think the data came from about 600,000 women across seven different countries. You're following that for more than a decade. Can we talk about, I mean, 1% or 2% of that is still a large enough number to sort of get some predictive value. So what was the risk of stroke in the normal group of women, and then how much of a difference did it make if you had recurrent miscarriage or stillbirth?
Okay, so with our study, as you're saying, we followed the women up and it was on average for more than 11 years. So during the follow-up time in that population of 600,000 women, about 2.8% of them had non-fatal stroke and 0.7% had fatal stroke, right? So this is in the group we were following. Now, if you were to look at women who've had a stillbirth, so recurrent stillbirth, that is two or more, then 5.1% of them had non-fatal stroke. Remember, we're comparing it with the 2.8% in the population. And 3.6% had fatal stroke. And remember, this is comparing 0.7% in the population. If you were to look at miscarriage, though, the figures is almost double. So 4.1% and 1.2% with fatal stroke.
So it's a doubling of the risk, but still among 100 women, we're looking at four of them. So what sorts of stroke are we talking about here? Because your stroke could either be caused by a clot or it could be caused by a bleed. Did it sort of tend in one way or the other?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. So for women who've had stillbirths, what we found is that if they had a non-fatal stroke, it was more likely to be ischemic, that is a blocked blood vessel. But if they had fatal stroke, it's more likely to be hemorrhagic, that is burst of
blood vessel. So it's not like it's causing clots and then that's what's going to be causing it. It could be going in either direction. So, I mean, what on earth could be happening in a body? Is it maybe the miscarriage or stillbirth causing these things, or is it maybe something that's just systemic in a woman's body?
Absolutely, Tegan. I don't think our data can say about causality. We cannot say that, you know, experiencing pregnancy loss is associated with stroke. But what we can say is that there is an association. It could be genetics that's affecting both pregnancy loss and risk of stroke later in life. It could be a third factor that we're not aware of, you know. So there could be other reasons, and it's definitely an active area for research.
When I first read this paper, I thought, gosh, what a kick in the pants. Like, you've already lived through this awful time and then you're sort of being told that you have an increased risk of something awful happening later in life, but you actually see this link as an opportunity.
I do, because I think what women can take away from it is that miscarriage and stillbirth, they are signals of our health in later life. So you can see that they signal that a woman is at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, this risk of stroke, for instance, occurred many years before the woman develops other risk factors for cardiovascular disease, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. So there are time, you know, about 10, 15 years in between experiencing pregnancy loss and getting the disease, that women can really do something about it and try and change or mitigate her risk. And I, one of the things that we have been saying is, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle, because we know that that is associated with reduction in risk of cardiovascular disease. So by that, stop smoking, eat a healthy diet, you know, have a moderate alcohol intake, do exercise regularly, and maintain a healthy body weight. So
these are all things that we should all be doing anyway, but what you're saying is the importance of really being on top of every other risk factor is heightened when you know that you have this independent risk factor at play.
Absolutely, and definitely talk to your GP, because we're saying that GP needs to know about the women's reproductive history and also be aware of the risk that recurrent miscarriage and stillbirth can bring.
Is there any way that the relationship could work in the other direction, where if you are avoiding the risk factors that we know exist for stroke, whether that might reduce your risk of pregnancy loss?
So yes, I would say so. For instance, if you think about some of the risk factors for pregnancy loss, could be still obesity. So, you know, and we know that obesity is also associated with risk of stroke or cardiovascular disease in later life. So it could go both ways. And I think what's going to be important for us now working on is really to map up the trajectories of the women. We want to know, once she's had miscarriage or stillbirth, you know, what happens? What is her lifestyle factors like? What are the things that are happening in her life that is putting her at an increased risk of stroke later in life? So these are areas that we will be looking closely into in the future.
Yeah, one to watch very closely. Geeta, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tegan. Bye.
Geeta Mishra is Professor of Life Course Epidemiology at the University of Queensland. If you need support for pregnancy loss, you can call SANS on 1300 308 307.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.